This episode of WTFlandia Radio Show is brought to you by WTF. If you have the same burning questions as we do, then you'll find it here. Well, that's our hope anyway. The views expressed at WTFlandia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only.
Very fringe thing.
So wait, you could identify as another race?
Yes, I'm Korean. You know, people need to accept that.
And what if that becomes mainstream?
If I went out in a group of black people and I said, I'm black, I identify as black.
You're saying it won't stick.
The black people, I think they're all ugly and I have nothing in common with them.
She identifies as white.
Like, I just got upset.
I'm different from African Americans because I'm white.
The most stereotypical white racist.
I'll cross the street to avoid their chaotic, thuggish ways.
You know, I just mean, like, how far is it gonna go?
If it gets to that point, bro,
then you'll be 80.
I'll be ducked off, dude. I'll just be like, give me my fucking soup. Whatever you are, just give me my soup. I don't fucking care anymore. Just, can I get some crackers with that? I didn't even mean to say cracker. You're not white. What are you, black? Are you Asian? What the fuck are you?
Now, see, this is the comedian.
There it is.
Like
it's coming
it.
Out.
Like that.
He's got
the
zippies
circle.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen. What the f***?
Oh my gosh, that gave me a little chuckle. Welcome to the show, my friends. Welcome to WTFlandia Radio Show. And let's be honest, what could be a better introduction to the WTFlandia Radio Show than that right there? All right. It's your girl, Char Michelle. And I have to give you guys a little bit of a briefing of what it is that you just listened to and what I had just saw. Okay? Because that was your audio to my visual. And so I'm going to let you know exactly what that was. All right. So that was a couple guys have a podcast like myself, like you're listening to right here. Thank you. Welcome back. I'm so glad that you come back and back and back and forth. Back, forth and forth. Shout out to the great, late, great Aaliyah. I'm so excited that you guys come back. Please share this podcast with your friends. I am here for a good time, baby. We are not here for a long time. We have to enjoy the life that we're living while we're living it, because life is getting weird, but we are going to laugh at it. And that soundbite was hilarious. It was hilarious, again, if you had seen what I had saw. Okay, so let me give you a descriptive. A couple guys on the podcast, and they are talking about this new identity. And you know that we're in the last couple of episodes, if you have been listening. If you haven't, I urge you to go back and click on a podcast of your choice. Any of them, actually, but the last couple of weeks we've been talking expressly about the inclusivity and the gender identities have been the topic of interest. And so I just happened upon something new. I thought I had researched it all. And unfortunately, my research only goes to certain bounds and then it stops, and then you realize that it never does stop. There's more to find out. And so I happened upon this one. I have found out this one. And it makes me okay. For those of you guys who say you come back just to listen to me laugh, appreciate it. But it's like, you're like, I love your laugh. It's it's usually coming from a highly uncomfortable place. Okay? It doesn't make sense. Or it's like really just scurry. So if, again, I usually try to explain this to, if you're a new listener, welcome to the show. Gosh, you really, somebody loves you if they pass you. This podcast is gold. I'm just going to go on to say that right now. I don't come here and make this, publish this podcast to make bronze or to make copper. I come here to make podcast gold. So you, my friend, have a good friend that cares about you. Or if you just clicked on it in Spotify or Apple Podcasts or on the Audible app, then you just have good taste in podcast covers. You're like, that looks good. She's cute. I'll click on that. And good for you. But anyways, back to the point. See, now also, if you're new to WTF Lendy, you will know how my brain works. It goes from one section to the next. It's like shopping down the grocery store aisles. I'm going from the crackers, no pun intended, to the Gatorade section. And then I'm coming back to the bacon and cheese area of the store. And you're just like, wait, where did we go? And how did we get here so fast? If anybody ever does one of those things where they do a soundbite of like they do Joe Rogan or, you know, what's his name? Russell, whatever, you know, anybody's podcast. And they do snippets. This is going to sound very funny. Podcast. Snippet. Sound bites. Anyways, gosh, Char, stick to the point. All right, so here we go. These guys are talking about this new identity, and it's called race transracial. Oh my! And this is what I said. See, it's making me laugh. When it makes me laugh, it takes me off into different brain waves, thoughts. I don't want to stay there because I got to address it. And to address it could get me canceled. Just kidding. It can't. It ain't going to get me canceled. This is WTF Landia Radio Show. Y'all know exactly what you came here for. We talking all about the things that nobody really wants to talk about. Either it's too scary or it's too weird and they don't want to get canceled. This is the show that you come and you express the cancelable subjects in a non-cancelable way. Because it's WTF. It says it right there in the title. So there you go. That's my disclaimer. All right, now. Oh, my God. Okay, stick to the point. Transracial. That's how interesting it is. All right, so those two guys are talking about transracial. Then out pops the subject. Subject one, we'll call him. I identify as a Korean. This guy looks like he identifies as more than a Korean. He's got about 20 corn rolls in his blonde Caucasian hair. And that's fine. That's not the it. That's not the pause. I mean, it's a pause for some, but it's not a pause for all. It's not a pause if you go to, you know, the Caribbean for vacation. We know how that ends up. You always got a picture in your fridge with your hair braided. So that's not the pause. The pause is the fact that he's gone off some might say the deep end. He's gone the surgical route. This young man of Caucasian descent has gotten eye surgery to deem what some might consider Korean-style eyes. I'll let you fantasize about what that might be in your brain. But in mine, it's interesting. Okay, so he's gone that far to get the surgical. He's gone surgical. He hasn't gotten the cornrows surgically braided into his head. But it's tight. Looks good. He's got a good braider on hand. I wonder if his braider identifies as African American. Oh, no. They're tight and right. Those cornrows. All right, so. So, that's the one. And most of the Gen Z generation knows him. His name is Hold that thought. Welcome to WTFlandia Halftime Show. Press pause and go ahead and grab your favorite snack and your most tasty drink. And we'll meet you back here in just a few. Ollie London. His name is Ollie London. And he is from the UK. And he is an influencer. And that's a career now, guys. I want you guys to know, you know, there are these new, you know, careers. We don't have to just be a doctor, a lawyer, you know, a librarian, chef maid, whatever the old careers used to be. An engineer. You don't have to just be that nowadays. You can be an influencer. And if you do or say the wrong thing, you can be needing to get a regular job as a, you know, doctor. Like, educate yourself. Educate up. But so far, this guy has made it his brand to be uncancelable, because this should get anybody canceled. But some people are saying, hey, this is my identity. I'm transracial. And that's what I identify as, and I'm gonna do what I wanna do. And you're gonna like it, and you better call me Korean when you see me in these streets. All right, Ollie. He's doubled down on the assertion that, you know, the transracial thing is something that needed to happen. It's his identity, and he's faced backlash for it, guys. He's faced backlash on social media. You know, as of, I think, his whole time while transitioning. And he transitioned after realizing that he, in fact, not only was a stan of K-pop, but, you know, he stanned K-pop so much that he was a K-pop stan so much that he just said, you know what, I am going to get top surgery. I'm gonna go ahead and change my eyes for it to get hip and to resemble his K-pop idol Jimin of BTS. Now, let me let y'all know a little something. If you guys have been fans and friends of this podcast, then you'll know that my daughter was, in fact, a big fan of the group BTS. Okay, that's no secret. Big fan of the group BTS. Now, she liked them pre pandemic era, and we supported it. Let me tell you what, that is a genre of music. Anybody knows, if you're a K-pop idol stan, mom, dad, parent, you will know that genre of music is mad expensive. Now, when I grew up, I used to like, you know, certain groups, and I bought a poster, a Jodeci poster, slapped it up on my wall, and kept it pushing. You know, it was $2. I ripped it out of a magazine, splurged on the magazine, took, you know, 5 to 6 of my favorite, you know, Tevin Campbell, and slapped that on the wall. Whitney Houston, Mary J. Blige, Alicia Keys, A. Marie, slapped those things on my wall and kept it pushing. $5, I got all of them. Now, let me tell you what. K-pop, you go to the K-pop store specific and you buy a poster, that's $15. Then you buy a little tiny pocket toy, and that's $35. And don't want to buy an album, that'll set you back $190 with a light stick. You gotta get a second job. I'm a single mom. I'm glad we're done with K-pop. I was like, nope. After a while, I was like, I got hip. And I was like, this is gonna break my bank. This is gonna break me. So I said, hey guys, we listen to Christian music only here. Before somebody asked me for top surgery. This guy's a grown man. He's 23 or whatever, 20, I don't know how old he is. But can buy his own surgery. I'm imagining, I saw a guy, speaking of trans identities, I saw a guy that identified with a black alien. This guy has a black tattoo all over his body. He has done the surgery to put tattoo black ink in his eyes. He has cut his nose off to only have the holes exposed. He has no earlobes. And he identifies as a black alien. Nobody wants to serve him in all of New York. I said, how did this man afford this surgery? And he probably, my brain ideas rubbed together, the two thoughts, they frictioned up. And I think he does telemarketing. There's no way this guy has a regular job. So when AI takes over his job. When AI takes over his job. Dude is gonna be. Yo. He's gonna be causing a stir out there in them streets. You come busting out his tent. Everybody like. Ah! This is some, you know, this is in very, that his look is very end times-y. But, you know, I digress. We are in the end times. Stuff's about to get weirder than that. Anyways, I think all you want might be a telemarketer. Oh, yeah, he's an influencer. Maybe the alien guy should take on the influencer. There's a niche for that. Them surgeries, the thing about it, see, I calculate stuff when I look at stuff. I am, like I said, God's grace and mercy, a single mom who is getting it done. Praise the Lord. But let me tell you what, I calculate bread. I'm calculating everything. So I know, and I have over 30 tattoos, and I know how expensive those things are. Okay? So this guy to get a full body black tattoo, that's a lot of money. Unless he did it himself, or he has a friend that's interested in, you know, trans alienating him, you know, that happens to be a tattoo artist with a whole lot of extra ink, you know, then, you know, there he is getting his trans alien life on. But if he didn't, and he, who cut off his nose holes? Who did that? That's expensive. Who took off his earlobes? And if he did this himself, we should check on this young man's mental health. Where's his family? You know, are his neighbors in his apartment complex hearing screams in the wee hours of the late night hours of the morning? That would be awkward to just cut one earlobe off. Again, he may have soundproof rooms in his apartment. There's weird stuff happening. There's, you know, 50 Shades of Grey guy had a whole sex dungeon in his apartment. And that's a whole other different topic. Anyways, things are weird these days. I wouldn't put it past him that he would have done all that surgery by himself. But if he didn't, it's expensive. And I'm just wondering what kind of job he is able to afford you transitioning yourself into these things. And the same with Ollie London. Ollie London probably gets paid off of his Instagram clicks and links and likes and YouTube videos. People are interested in voyeuring these, you know, folks who identify as things that they are, clearly aren't. And this is the world we live in. And don't call them out and tell them that's not what they are. This is an era we have to jump inside your brain and think like you do. And if we don't, we are canceled. Well, I'm here to tell you, that is not how it works. That's not how it works. You do that at home. You do it by yourself. You do it to people who find it interesting. And you just, you know, when you descend from your home, you're back in your normal, whatever you were born like, body, ways. We have never seen more people come out in their inside costumes, ever, in life. Yeah, this is what you wear inside, you come out and you act normal, like the 50 Shades of Grey guy. You never know that he had what he had going on. He was fine, though. Anyways. He comes out, looks normal like a lawyer. Pop back in, he's crazy. But, you know what I mean? Like, seriously. Like American Psycho guy, right? You just... And then we're supposed to call you what you think that you look like. You don't look like that. I'm not finna do that. That's messing up my brain. I'm gonna have post-trauma. I'm gonna sue you. I'm gonna start suing people that make me call them things that I know I ain't looking at. I urge everybody. This isn't an urging podcast. You do what you want to do, but I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna start suing people that make me call them things that I know I ain't looking at. Period. You've been warned. Anyways, so this guy, Ollie London, goes on to get Korean eyes, is what the surgery is called. It's literally called surgically enhanced Korean eyes. It's that's racist, Ollie. But you know what? You identify with that, so we're supposed to be okay with that. What if I identify with calling you a racist for getting eye surgery called Korean eyes? That's it. That's how I feel. And that's the final decision. I'm canceling you, Ollie London. I'm not going to click like on your video. I've never seen one of his videos before. My kids have. And they're already like, oh, it's interesting. They're nice. And he said that I'm going to give you a quote and we're going to move on. He says, I just want to make Jimin proud. And this is the BTS idol that he likes. They're called idols, which I find interesting because we're not supposed to make anything our idol. That's a debauchery. It's blasphemous against the Bible from, you know, what I believe. But the K-pop stars are called idols. And so he wanted to make his idol proud. Right? So not only are we paying for all this stuff, but we got to call them idols. Okay. I just want to make Jimin proud as well. Because Jimin is my ultimate idol. I want him to be proud. And I'm sure he'll be proud that I look exactly like him. You don't, though. You don't now. You look interesting. But you don't look like Jimin. You got to go and get cooked up in Jimin's mama's belly to look and be his identical twin to look like him. But you weren't. You look like a Kmart version of Jimin or a non-idol store version of Jimin. You look like a cheaper toy version. I'm just going to say it, Ollie London. This is, somebody's got to start saying these things. Maybe we'll have a podcast. We'll make another subsidiary podcast that just goes and, I guess that's what this podcast is about. Just goes and lays it straight. We're saying that ain't it. You don't look nothing like Jimin. You guys, go ahead and Google Ollie London, influencer, and you tell me for yourself. And then Jimin, go Google that and do a side-by-side Jimin, J-I-M-I-N. Do a side-by-side of Ollie London and Jimin, and you tell me, did he nail it or fell it? Maybe that's what we'll call this podcast episode. Nail it or fell it. And so that's what he did. But anyways, we're moving along because I can't. I just can't. Even more disturbing. The girl that followed that after says, I don't think African Americans are cute. Or I think Afro. She didn't say that. That would have been nice. She's definitely gotten off the barbecue list. But let me tell you, she's definitely not invited. She says, I think black people are African Americans are ugly. She sounds like her dialect sounds like she might come from the South, West Virginia maybe, or the Virginias, maybe South Carolina, maybe just a highly racist state, maybe Alabama probably. And she identifies as being white. She is darker than me. Okay, she looks like she might be from Nigeria. Okay, she definitely can identify with being white all she wants in her head, but it doesn't translate. It does not translate to anybody's eyes, unless you're colorblind. Even if you're colorblind, you know that's a shade darker than white. This is weird. What? She is straight tripping. She ain't did nerve surgery. She ain't trying to Michael Jackson herself, her skin, rest his soul. And he had a whole disease, according to him, that turned his skin white. Alopecia. I mean, not alopecia. The other one. I forget the name. What's her name? The model. Winnie. She has it. She's gorgeous. But it turned your skin white. And so he went on to fix it by bleaching the rest, the remainder of his skin. That wasn't white, according to Michael Jackson. But this young lady is black on all sides, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, I'm imagining. And she identifies as being white. So now I'm supposed to be out there in the Alabama streets calling her white. And it is something I can't. I can't do it. Ain't no way. You ain't white. That's definitely what you're not. So this is what they've made us do. They've made us call people things that are definitely not what they are. And she says, like the guy said, the podcast guys, they're like, she want to walk across the street. Like, she, this makes me feel uncomfortable. She said, I walk across the street when I see those black people. You walk across the street when you see yourself. You split yourself in two. Your personality walks across the street. Your identity walks across the street that way while your body goes that way. What are you talking about? What exactly are we even talking about at this point? It ain't no way. It ain't no way that this is something that can be normalized. It can't be normalized. Because your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. This is so dramatically and highly unproductive of a time that we're in. It's making people spend more time trying to fool their eyes into seeing what they're not seeing. This is that whole, you know, our God is not the author of confusion. But I can tell you who is. It's the devil. All this stuff is very satanic. It's in this is my opinion. This is very deviant, dark, and satanic and devilish. All of it. And everybody who's participating in it is succumb to his plan. We're living in times where we're so confused. I often say confusion is the mother of acceptance. If you can confuse a person enough, they'll accept whatever the heck it is that you're offering. Okay, fine, whatever. Because they're so confused, it's like, whatever. DJT did that to us. He made us confused. Kanye West does that. He makes you confused. He's like half right half the time, wrong half the other time. Weird. It's all weird. But it's confusing, so you just go, it's just Kanye. It's just DJT. It's just a black girl who identifies as being white. Dude looks nothing like a white person at all. It's so weird. So this is the era we're in, and we're almost being forced to participate, and I'm not having it. I'm going to tell everybody right now, so we all understand, we get the drift, count it old school. Be like, yo, Char, it's just old school. I am not calling you anything other than what I see you as, okay? If you want me to call you something that I don't see you as, I'm not calling you nothing. I'm just going to nod my head at you. You've been warned, fairly warned at this point, because I can't understand that you would like me to pour into your mental on the unacceptance of yourself. It's making you unaware of what other people are aware of, and that's that could be your identity, but it's not your reality. You know, you dig, you get my drift. It could be your identity, but it doesn't have to be your reality, nor does it have to be mine. And so we've been laughing a lot in this podcast and having a good tickle out of it, but it ain't it. And it's something that you should not, if you identify as something that you are clearly not, by all means, identify as that. No one wants to take that right. We all deserve our rights. But don't feel like because you have accepted that, that anybody else should. It's not our job. It's not anybody else's job. It's like playing dress up and you want me to call you queen. I literally, I'll say it again. I identify as a straight up millionaire. I'm not even lying. That's no cap, all facts. That doesn't mean I'm going to go to the bank and make that bank teller dish me out my $1 million out of a bank account that I identify is in that bank. I identify that my bank account is in this bank. And I want you to give me my million. Where do you draw the line, people? You see how goofy that sounds? Give me my money. No, 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 no. That's my identity. You're being racist. You're being... What is it called? Discriminatory. Because you're not giving me my $1 million that I identify with is behind that, in that vault. It's mine. I identify with that vault. Money behind that vault. Come on, dude. Seriously. And if you don't laugh, if you didn't laugh at that, then search your soul. And if you felt offended by us not having to identify with what you, to call you what you identify with, then search your soul. We don't have to. No one of this has to. I'm getting traumatized over this era that we're in. I'm just being honest, and I'm gonna start suing things. I'm gonna start suing air at this point. Y'all can't do this to me, okay? I got enough on my plate. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. This transracial thing has set me over the edge. It's ticking my ticker. It's making my clock talk. It's making my tick tock, and that's my heart stop. I can't deal. It's just fluttery. It's weird. Straight up. It's weird. And, you know, again, I don't want people to not to enjoy their playtime, their momentary, you know, enjoyment. Do you. That's not what you want to do. Do you. But just don't you dare involve me in that. It's confusing enough. I have all kind of mounted things mounted up in my life that I got to be confused by. I don't need to be confused by calling a beautiful black girl a white girl that I know for good dang well. It's like waking up from a bad dream from when you have a really bad flu. And you're like, did that happen? Was that a dream or was that reality? Did I really run through those walls? You know, you have really hyper crazy dreams when you're really sick. Fever dreams. That's what they're called. And I feel like I'm walking around in a fever dream. I feel like Biden just signed off a deal to send some tanks over to some German expressly. I believe these are the high conflict tanks over from Germany into Ukraine. Ain't got a pot to piss in. They're cutting people's welfare checks over in America. In North America, probably. Canada probably follow suit. Because it seems like a world collective order that they're going through to cut wages off people, get people, you know, without. They call it in the name of a recession, a global recession. While we're funneling money over into Ukraine. What kind of operation is it? We ain't got no money. There's a million homeless people living on the streets all over America and Canada and everywhere else. And we're funneling money over into Ukraine. It's acting like it's a good for good measure. Because the same reason why we got vaccinated, because we want to do it for the people. We want to be there and support people. So we're gaslighting ourselves into thinking that we're doing right when we're doing wrong. This is the whole era of confusion that's given me trauma. Post-traumatic stress syndrome. And we ain't even post it. We ain't even past it. We still up in it. It's dark and confusing. I don't want it. I'm gonna start suing people. I'm telling you, I'm fair warning. If you tell me something that I feel uneasy about, I am writing up a sue letter. I'm telling you, I'm not playing. This is too much for me. This is too much for one person, one guy to deal with. And I don't identify with a guy. It's a gal, but that's gender neutral guy. This guy is having a tough one at this new era that we're in. I don't like. So I urge you to think about what it is you want people to call you and identify you as, and think about what you're doing to cause further damage to people who already are confused. You know, we gotta make sure people, let's do the right thing by being honest and not letting our eyes deceive us and our manipulative new laws and ways create a new reality that we are not living in, that we're not existing in, that only lives within our heads. Because your identity lives within your head. Whether it translates or not, and somebody wants to be involved with the identity in your head, is up to the individual. Don't you dare think that the masses need to fall in line. It's too much, and it's traumatic, and it's not like something that is translating visually or actually in reality well. And that's that. And also, I bid you, you know, well, that if you do transition or translate and feel like, you know, that's something that you, I pray that you are respected and treated kindly, and that you find your way to your truth. Because if you can't identify with what you're born in, then there's a truth that's missing. And it could be found in Jesus. It could be found in tapping into your faith and believing that you are loved more than you know, even if the world is telling you you should look like something that you don't look like, because that's your idol. They're idolizing it. You are freaking amazing. And just the way you were born was just the way you were supposed to be. We all have a different fingerprint. We're supposed to bring something unique to this world. We're not supposed to bring the same thing that Jimin bought. You gotta bring your you. That's what we should get down with is knowing that just because, like, the designer of humankind, which is Abba, Father, Adonai, Yahweh, God in heaven, created us so amazingly that even if we're identical twins, we all have a different fingerprint, which means we're all here to serve a different purpose, which means you're unique because you got your own fingerprint, which makes you one of a kind. That's insanely beautiful in and of itself. Identify with that later. And this episode is not brought to you by McDonald's. Don't you dare put your lips on that sh. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the entire contents and design of this podcast are the property of WTF Landia Radio, or used by WTF Landia Radio with permission, and are protected under U.S. and international copyright and trademark laws. Except as otherwise provided herein, users of this podcast may save and use information contained in the podcast only for personal or non-commercial educational purposes, no other use, including without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing of this podcast may be made without the prior written permission of WTF Landia Radio, which may be requested by contacting WTF Landia Radio. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on this information provided in the podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Group does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast. And information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or content of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinion, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with the applicable laws of such materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty that this podcast podcast, or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTF Landia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of reference to this, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast or the information presented in this podcast.